Welcome to Tip TV. I'm joined by leading technician Zach Mir. Zach, let's talk about some longer-term charts, courtesy of Colin Twiggs, Incredible Charts, the author of the popular Trading Diary newsletter. Let's kick off with the tech-heavy NASDAQ. The 100 broke through its all-time high at 4,900, first reaching the dot-com bubble of 1999-2000, when we both had a full set of hair. Follow through above 5,000 would signal another primary advance. Bearish divergence on the 13-week Twiggs money flow warns of medium-term selling pressure, possibly not profit-taking at the long-term high. That's a cracking-looking chart, isn't it?
It is, especially after that long consolidation that we've had in recent months. I suppose it's one of those situations where, you know, you do feel a bit dizzy at these heights and might want to see a little bit more, maybe a higher low put in before going long, a higher low between 48 and 4,900, something like that. But obviously, it's not been a market to argue with in the recent past, and there was a bit of a bear trap in the sense that when Trump got elected, people initially drove the
sold off.
So there was a bear trap there, and perhaps that means that really there's no need to wait too long for a new breakout.
Understood. Let's move on to the S&P 500. The daily chart, the S&P 500 also shows a bearish divergence, but on 21-day Twiggs money flow, indicating only short-term selling pressure, reversal below zero would warn of some type of correction. Target for this advance, 2,300. Wowee. Again, another really strong-looking chart. Let's move on to the next slide. Gold. Gold continues its descent in response to rising interest rates and a stronger dollar. Steps by the Chinese government to limit private gold purchases in an attempt to support the yuan will also impact on demand. Target for the decline is unchanged at the DEC 2015 low at 1050 an ounce. Retracement that respects the resistance level at 1200 would further strengthen the bear signal. Shocking looking chart.
And shocking news. I think the steps by the Chinese government to limit private gold purchases is extremely draconian and is enough to explain why gold might actually go back down towards the 10,050 area or even lower. I'm looking for 10,000 myself. So just not looking good at all. And I think the problem here is that we've had, with Trump getting elected, a lot of people thought, well, that's it, you know, let's buy gold.
Yep.
With Trump, it's a reflation trade, and also a Trump with on the nuclear button trade as well. And it just hasn't panned out like that, but people don't want to accept that they're wrong on that particular call at the moment.
Understood. Let's wrap up now with the dollar index. The dollar index respected its new support level of 100, signaling an upside target of 107, so further strength in the US dollar. Final thoughts?
That looks more prescient now with the latest Fed news and the prospects of three rate hikes next year.
Yep.
Rather. It looks as though maybe the economy there is good enough to actually have even more than three rate hikes.
Zach, thank you very much indeed.